For my entire life, La Cocina de la Isla has closed on Sundays. Year after year, customers have begged Abuela to open the restaurant, but she never has. She claims Sundays for the Zamoras, and that was that. No more discussion. Ever since she'd handed over cooking duties to my mom, her oldest daughter, Abuela took her place on one of the sofas in the lounge area, smiling and surveying the whole scene. The chaos of so many people moving about and talking over each other didn't seem to bother her at all. She looked happiest when the entire Zamora clan crammed itself into La Cocina. My cousins, Yolanda and Mari, traded high school chismes on the outdoor patio. Martin and Brian sat at the bar area next to the kitchen to watch TV, flipping from MMA to basketball to hockey to baseball without settling on anything for more than 3 minutes. Benny and Brad, my younger cousins, zipped around tables, pretending to be superheroes until they were scolded by my uncle for knocking over a chair. A few of my third cousins, two of my dad's best friends from high school, and cousins who I called cousins but weren't really my cousins, sat around in different spots waiting for food to be served. My dad brought out the urns containing my abuelo, tío abuelo, and my tatarabuelo, yes, my great-grandfather, and carefully lined them up on the small service bar next to the dinner table, where we would eventually sit for our meal. Yep, even the dead joined us in spirit. The whole family was there, and everyone was in a really good mood. I was excited for a bunch of reasons. It was the Sunday before the official start of summer, and summer meant hanging out, swinging on banyan trees, looking for manatees in the canals throughout Canal Grove, eating churros, because let's be real, those deep-fried sugary sticks are all kinds of delicious. Listening to music and jumping around in Bren's bounce house. Yeah, I know I'm 13, but there's just something about a bounce house that makes me feel awesome. I had a full week to chill out with my best friends, Mop and Bren, before they both left town. And even though I'd be working at the restaurant a few days a week, it seemed like summer was off to a good start. Mop and Bren were honorary Zamoras and almost always attended Sunday dinner. They showed up a little late today, popping in from the patio entrance. Bren walked toward me, his arms extended to give me a hug. Hermano! I half hugged him and stared. It must have taken him hours to put his outfit together. That was probably why they were late. What are you wearing, Bren? I asked. I know, Mop said, shaking his head. I tried to tell him. I think he dressed up for Vanessa. Bren had been in love with my cousin Vanessa for as long as I could remember. She barely knew he existed. What? Bren said, pulling at the collar of his shirt, which opened into an embarrassingly deep V. Too formal? Dude, you're wearing sunglasses.
So?
We're inside.
It's to keep the glare out, homie. The 305 can get pretty bright.
Stop talking like Pitbull. You are not Pitbull, Mop cried and slapped his forehead. Last year, Bren tried to shave his head like Pitbull, but ended up with just one side of his head shaved because his mom caught him before he could finish. It took 6 months for the hair to grow back. At least take off the sunglasses, I said. Abuela doesn't like that. Bren gave a nod, dropped his glasses to the edge of his nose, and channeled Pitbull.
Dale.
Mop and I shook our heads and waited for Bren to put the glasses into his blazer pocket before going to the lounge area to greet the rest of the family. When we got there, I noticed someone at the front door knocking politely. Through the window double doors, I made eye contact with a tall, reddish-brown-haired, honey-eyed girl waving and smiling with a mouth full of tiny, colorful braces.
Oh, they're here, everyone, Vanessa announced as she went to unlock the door. As the official orientation liaison to Sunday family dinner at La Cocina de la Isla, I'd like to welcome the Sanchez family. Carmen, you and I were like six when you last came to Miami, right?
I think so, said Carmen as she stood at the door and looked around. She said words a little funny, the way I do when I try to speak Spanish. My mom rushed over to Carmen. How was the flight, mi amor? Good, madrina. Thanks. My mom turned to Carmen's dad, Uncle Frank, who was not really my uncle, but we called him uncle because his wife was my mom's best friend. My mom gave Uncle Frank a kiss on each cheek and held both of his hands. You doing okay?
Uncle Frank managed a sad sort of smile that reminded me why they were here.
There are good days and bad days, Uncle Frank offered. Gotti, I can't thank you enough for letting us stay for the summer.
Christina was my best friend, Frank. You were family to me. My mom saw me standing by the lounge and looked annoyed that I hadn't come over to greet them yet.
Arturo, saluda tu familia.
The last time I'd seen Carmen, we'd been just kids. My mom and dad had gone to visit them about 6 months ago for Carmen's mom's funeral, but I was in school, so I couldn't go.
Arturito, Uncle Frank said. Como ha crecido, Cari?
My mom's name is Caridad, but everyone calls her Cari.
I turned to him and smiled.
Thanks. I guess I have grown a little.